This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican from the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Foreign Affairs and Armed Services Committees. We want to get his thoughts today on the whole Stanley McChrystal controversy, as he is dismissed as the top U.S. general in Afghanistan and David Petraeus is nominated to replace him. We'll also get the congressman's thoughts on just how well he thinks the current policy is unfolding there. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And it's great to be with you. And, Greg, I appreciate you bringing key issues to the American people. And I'm very grateful to be the co-chair of the Afghan caucus. And so I'm very I'm able to meet with members of their parliament, government officials. And also I have the perspective that my former National Guard unit, which served there for a year, the 218th Brigade, after I retired, I visit with them every 3 months. So I've been to Afghanistan 9 times, but I have many, many friends who have served there and are wonderful members of our military.
Well, Congressman, let's begin with the McChrystal controversy, and then we'll go to the broader policy that we're employing in Afghanistan right now. The basic reaction seems to be, obviously, this was a breach of protocol, a breach of the chain of command. The question is whether McChrystal should have stayed. Ultimately, the president decided that this breach of the chain of command was not sustainable. He accepted General McChrystal's resignation. Based on what we know so far, was that the right decision?
Well, my whole focus is truly on backing up our troops. We must, Greg, win in Afghanistan. I don't want a distraction of a magazine article to divert attention from the fact that I appreciate when the president is right. For example, the surge of providing troops in Afghanistan, even though there was delay, we must win in Afghanistan. And last week, General Petraeus appeared before the Foreign Affairs Committee. He made it really clear that we must win to protect the American people, because if Afghanistan were to return as a sanctuary for transnational terrorists, the American people would be at risk. And it's perfectly clear. We must protect the American people, families, by defeating the terrorists overseas.
Congressman, if there has to be a change, which there's going to be, are you relieved and confident that asking General Petraeus to step into this job is a good step?
Actually, I have the highest regard for General Petraeus, and I had the privilege of meeting with him when he was commander of our troops in northern Iraq in Mosul. I was impressed from the first day I met him, and his command of Central Command has just been exemplary. I also have the highest regard for General Stanley McChrystal. He is an expert in special operations. He's an expert in counterinsurgency. And I have a personal perspective. Two of my sons served in Iraq, and one of them actually served with General McChrystal. So I know what a quality person he is.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, let's move on to the broader strategy now. The president says the personnel is changing a little bit here, but the policy is not. Some say that's great because we're sending more troops. We've got a strategy to really deal with our enemies in Afghanistan. Others say we're not so sure it's working right now. What's your assessment?
Well, we're very fortunate. Last week, Undersecretary Michelle Flournoy and General David Petraeus appeared before the Armed Services Committee. They were cautiously optimistic, and they gave specifics, and that is the training of the Afghan National Police, the training of the Afghan National Army is proceeding even ahead of schedule, so that we can provide for the transition of where the Afghan forces would be in the lead of protecting their own country and building a civil society.
And Congressman, in terms of the fight to come, we're expecting probably a major offense around Kandahar this summer. Do you still expect that to be the case? And how well prepared are we for that fight?
And I leave everything to our military leaders, wherever they feel that we need to act. And as so traditional in war, you do have a spike in combat, sadly a spike in casualties. But then what occurs, that's how you then produce a civil society. The surge in Iraq, more troops were sent. Sadly, there was an increase in violence, but now there's been a 95% reduction of violence. And so it only makes sense. And this is the same thing that we've seen As we fight crime in cities, you provide for police substations, you beef up the number of sheriff's deputies, you terminate the gangs, or in this case now terrorists, and then we can protect the American people.
Congressman, it was about 3 years ago that President Bush, in collaboration with General Petraeus and not many others, decided to add to the U.S. forces in Iraq. And ultimately, once all the troops were there and there was a time for the strategy to be employed, we saw some of the results that you just mentioned in Iraq about the violence going down and a lot of progress being seen. Now that we're in the midst of this surge in Afghanistan, when do you suspect is the right time to gauge whether this is working? Obviously, all the troops aren't there yet. How much time should we give it before we determine whether we're on the right track there?
Well, I believe, again, I truly want to leave this out of the hands of the politicians. This needs to be a military exercise. I have the highest regard for General Petraeus.
And so in terms of not benchmarks in terms of leaving, but just in terms of progress, did they mention any of that in the hearings last week?
And they did, specifically as to the training of forces, as to the number of secure districts. There was a concern, and that is the indication that there would be a withdrawal next year. Well, it was explained that it's conditions-based, because we simply cannot pursue a conflict and then announce that we're leaving, whether it's completed or not, because we know that the people of Afghanistan who associate ally with the coalition forces, that they're putting their lives at risk. If we were to abandon them, the people on the other side would not reprimand them. They would murder them. They would assassinate them. They would assassinate their entire families. We can't do that. It's morally wrong, but then it puts American families at risk because a sanctuary would be recreated to attack the United States. The attacks of September the 11th, 2001, originated from the Kandahar region, and so we need to be ever vigilant that there not be sanctuaries for terrorists to attack American families.
Congressman, thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you again, Greg, and I appreciate you educating the American people.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.